We're going to talk now about those All-Ireland wins because I've got Pat McCarthy with me on the line, a lifelong Ballymac GAA supporter, former councillor as well. And we have, of course, Padraig O'Connor of Ungaeltacht, who is with us. He was talked to us on Friday about the win. Both men were talked to us indeed Friday about the prospective wins, which did thankfully come to pass. Pat, I'm going to start with you. Listen, congratulations. I mean, what a game, what a performance as well. 2 points down at halftime, turned it around to win in fine style. You must be absolutely delighted this morning.
Delighted, delighted, yeah. They were playing against the wind in the first half, and then the wind picked up a little and it helped them in the second half, but they did absolutely brilliant work. And I'm sure that everyone in Kerry and Ballymac and Gaeltacht particular were out celebrating last night. I didn't get home, but I'm here this morning with a beautiful skies in Dublin with just a sprinkle of cumulus clouds. Beautiful here this morning. But thankfully, we have to be very, very grateful to the team and management of Ballymac Gaeltacht and indeed the Gaeltacht. And we also must remind ourselves that this now is the 12th win by Kerry clubs in the junior finals. Previously, you had Finuigar first, Gaelic Rangers, Castle Gregory, St. Mary's, Brasnet, Timpleknow, Glenbeg, Glencar, Beaufort, McGill, and Fossa, now Ballymac Gaeltacht. But we also must spare a thought for Douar, Kimmel Shamrock, Tyrone, Clover, Jerry, Gwynedd Gwilla, and Listowel, who lost out in the finals. And obviously the people from Clare, Aero were very disappointed yesterday when their dreams didn't come true. I was talking on Thursday to a Tom Woods, who was down for his brother Sue and Kevin, and they were very upbeat about their team, but unfortunately it just didn't materialise for them, but it certainly did materialise for Ballymac. They played brilliantly. Every one of them played brilliantly. And you know, Gary, to you now this morning and all the people in Kerry and further afield who are sending in good wishes to both Ballymac Gaeltacht and indeed the Gaeltacht, we are over the moon. Over the moon. But as I said, you know, this only happens once in a lifetime, really. And yeah. There are people like myself who are moving on in years. Well, we thought we'd never see the day. But thankfully, we lived to do that. So thankful to all the management and indeed the team.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Brilliant stuff, Pat. And it was a great day. And I know a lot of people were thinking of Luke Sills and his family. His memory has been journeying with this team all the way through, Pat, right throughout the year. And a lot of effort being put in, and his family showed great support as well for the club as they went through it.
I think Luke was the guiding force and indeed the encouragement for the team to continue and finish the job as indeed they did in style. But of course, naturally, and Aidan Breen's father, God rest him, Jimmy Breen, he passed away this year as well, you know. But, you know, I suppose that applies to all parishes and all counties, but you know, you still have to think of the people that put in the time over the years. And Luke still would have been a great player. Yeah. County standard, I believe, yeah. But yes, thankfully, our team played very well yesterday. Yeah, very well.
Indeed. Pat, stay on the line and thanks for talking to me this morning. Stay on the line with us. We have, of course, Padraig O'Connor with us on the line as well. Padraig, good morning to you. And listen, congratulations. A brilliant day for Ungaeltacht yesterday in Croke Park. From start to finish, really.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning, everyone. Absolutely fantastic day for us. Delighted, like, and I, you know, just to reiterate, Pat, like, we're over the moon. Like, it was an incredible day for us. First of all, on behalf of the Gaeltacht, I suppose I just want to thank Ballymac GAA, the Guard of Honour. It was a lovely touch yesterday. We walked out, like, we ran out into the field, I suppose, to the boys with the Guard of Honour, just lifted us again. What I did, I suppose, Gerry, I suppose I have to come clean. I was selected with the team as well, so that mightn't have come up on Friday. So I've a bit of, I have the, I suppose I was, I've been in the dressing room. I know what we're, I know, I know what our tactics were and all that, and I was, you know, I didn't want to talk about that on Friday, but everything went to plan for us yesterday. You know, we had plan B, plan C if we needed it, but it was an incredible day. It went very well from start to finish. We went up, we stayed in our own little bubble, I suppose, on Saturday, and it was everything very relaxed. You know, even going in on the bus yesterday morning, like into Croke Park, like you're nearly having a pinch me moment, saying we're on the way, like, you know, it's great. But it was just an incredible day. To see the, like, I spoke about community and families and everything on Friday, but just to see the outpouring of emotion at the end of it all, it was incredible. Like, just over the moon, like, just incredible day out. And we got a chance, you know, we've stayed up. I know Ballymac went home, given our game was later. We stayed up last night, and we got a chance to meet the supporters and meet the families and that. But like, an incredible day for all of us. You know, I've photographs there of my kids out in the field afterwards, you know, running around Croke Park with the cup, kicking football outside, and I just getting photographs of them and getting photographs with their friends, and saying, lads, you know, hopefully there's a lovely photograph there with my young fella with two of his friends. And I'm saying, hopefully, lads, this is a photograph to frame. And 15 years, 20 years time, you get back up here on the field to play yourselves, like, you know. But that stuff, that they're memories for a lifetime, you know. And no more than when I said about being in the crowd for Brosnan, I could see the same thing. When Brosnan won in 2015, I could see the same thing yesterday for the Gaelic supporters and families. It's just an incredible day for the community. It's an incredible day, like, you know. I suppose it's Sean Kelly opened up the intermediate and junior championship for an All-Ireland series, and Kerry have benefited from that. But like, it's an incredible day out for clubs. It's brilliant. It's really just an incredible day for the community, for everybody up and down, through underage, through schools, you know, through the up to all the teams and all the mentors and the people who've been and, you know, worked for years and years and years, and every club has their story. But it's just a fantastic day, and it's a fantastic culmination of all the efforts down through the years. It came to fruition yesterday for Angeltic on the pitch, and it was fantastic. Brilliant.
Tell me about, like, the way the game went. And look, it's about winning every game, and it's about addressing every challenge. And you certainly had to get over a lot of challenges on the way here, particularly in that Salins game that went to extra time and the last minute kick over to Barbaino Conacour for the 2 points to get you into this final. Then you reach a final, and it's a totally different style of game. It's like Glenullan obviously decided they had a plan. They wanted to limit your scoring threat and then try and hit you on the break. It didn't really work out for them on the day, because you kind of approached it, you understood what was going on, you held possession for long periods of time and worked your way through their defence. Is that a fair summation?
It's a fair summation. There's a couple of things, I suppose. First of all, we've got I suppose the quality of our management team. We have Conor Crowley does incredible work. Aidan McGarrett is there. Dara Kinnaird is there. Fergal Shea is there. Like, we have unreal expertise on the sideline. We've a guy there in the background, Dara Griffin, who does unbelievable work for us. So, you know, we hadn't looked beyond Salins. Let me start this. We hadn't looked beyond Salins, first of all. So last Sunday morning, when we came together, we started focusing on the final. We went about our preparation. We went about how we would go and crack them. And looking at it, we looked at their style of play, and they seemed to sit in on a defensive structure, and they didn't seem to move. They would seem to have a zonal defence. We looked at that, and we looked at how we might exploit it. And that was the possession game. No, it was probably an awful game to watch. But a final is about winning, and we had another plan, and we had another plan after that if things didn't pan out the way we wanted. But they didn't deviate. They stayed in. We kept the ball. We kept possession. I don't know what the possession stats were like, but we were doing on the fundamentals and on the basics of what we were measuring. We were doing okay, and we were getting then trying to move the ball around quickly around the arc and find an opening, find a weakness, find a 1-on-1. Or a 2-1-1 or whatever we could manufacture, and then go at it. And we got those opportunities. And when we did, luckily our players, we got scores from play, we got scores from freeze, we got a breach, you know, all of these pieces, they never came out. They never came out of their structure, and they never pressurized the ball out around the arc. And it look, we have good ball players. We carry football. It's littered with people. Like, we can kick the football. We can play the ball around. our guys showed that we were able to control the ball, control possession, and when they didn't come out, we were patient, and we moved the ball, and we eventually got the opening, and when we got the opening, we were able to exploit it. And you know, that's just that was how the game went. I suppose as a neutral, if you're watching it, it's not great. You know, 9-1, I think, at half time. It's not, you know, it's a one sided game, but we were trying to take the opportunities that presented us that were presented to us, and we took them, and I'm happy that we did, and I'm happy that we won. And we have, you know, the game went as we had planned. You know, for us, yeah, it went as we had planned. We're delighted.
Okay, listen, stay on the line, Paddy. I just want one or two more words with you, if you'd be so kind. Lots of celebrations to come today and tonight and tomorrow, no doubt. Stay with us. We'll have more on this after we take these. Begley there playing brilliant stuff after the win in Croke Park from Gaeltacht yesterday, motivating the Gaeltacht team to play, and that was absolutely brilliant. Played a Tunis concertina, which had the players clapping in time with the beat as well. So we're on the line with Pat McCarthy, and also we have Padraig O'Connor, selector with Gaeltacht. Good morning to both of you again, gentlemen, and we also have Fionnán Fitzgerald, Councillor Fionnán Fitzgerald. And Fionnán, if I can go to you. Listen, absolutely brilliant stuff. And I know you came back last night. I know the celebrations are continuing today, but a proud day to be from the parish.
Absolutely, Gerry. A fantastic day to be from Ballymacarrigate. We are absolutely thrilled, astounded, delighted, over the moon. Literally, all our hearts are lifted by the fantastic performance by our players against Clogher Éire Óg yesterday at Croke Park. I could go on, Gerry, to see Ballymac come out onto Croke Park for their warm-up session brought tears to a lot of people's eyes and made a lot of people emotional. It was a fantastic, fantastic performance by our team. They took to Croke Park with strength. It didn't faze them. They gave a fantastic performance. From Christy Lean in goals up to Dara Keane, our captain, corner forward. Each one of them stood up to the plate and have made us so, so proud today. We are All-Ireland junior champions, All-Ireland, and it's fantastic for our club and for our parish, Gerry.
Were you worried at any stage, Fionnán? 2 points down at half-time, or did you feel with the win there was you had enough in the tank to overturn it in the second half, which is the way it turned out?
Yeah, I would say, Gerry, that at half-time, you know, you could have sold stints and heart bypasses around Ballymac. We were worried. Clogher, you know, had given an awful lot in the first half. The wind was a factor in the first half, more than you would have thought in the stands. Yeah. But I suppose, to be fair, at half-time, we were just that small bit, a point or two behind Clogher, and I suppose there was a feeling, you know, there's more in the tank for Ballymac. There's more to give. And certainly when they came out the second half, we pulled away from them. But it was worrying, Gerry, in the first half. But I think the lads found that extra gear that got us over the line. And they didn't let the big stage frighten them. They played as though they were at home on our own pitch in Ballymac. And they rose up to the occasion.
Yeah, they certainly did, and that was for sure, and the whole parish there. Padraig, if I can talk to you, listen, you're still in Dublin, you're on the way down, obviously lots of celebrations planned and massive homecoming planned as well over today.
We're still in Dublin. I was down for breakfast, whatever, an hour and a half ago, I suppose, at this stage. Fergal was down there Breen, a few of the lads, a few of the players were arriving. I think breakfast is finishing at 10:30. So I said, I told the girl that was serving us, I said, be prepared for 10:25. There's probably going to be a rush with fellas getting out of the bed and unloading themselves to come down. We're getting the train back down about 1:00. We'll be into Killarney shortly, I suppose 4:20, 4:30, sometime like that. And then we're heading west. So where we go from there, I suppose ultimately we'll end up in Ballydavid tonight. I think TD's, it's the home pub, I suppose, or the home parish, yeah, of Captain PJ McLaugh. So that's where we'll be ending up tonight. I was talking to Fiona and Sean Brandon last night, and they're all set for hosting us tonight. It's going to be, it'll be a great day. We haven't looked at anything for today, really. Our focus was yesterday. Today will take its own shape, and that'll be brilliant. It'll be great. There's probably things I'm expecting to happen along the way, and they will happen. But it's just incredible. It's just a great feeling. It's just satisfaction, joy, relief. You've a whole load of emotions. But it's brilliant. Look, it's brilliant. Yeah. We're all delighted. We're all delighted for ourselves, for the team, for the supporters, like for the club, for the community. It just gives everybody a lift, and there'll be schools are coming in late, I think at 11:30 I think today. And I suppose we'll be getting the cup around, and we'll be trying to get a week's homework free for the kids, so that it'll be even better again for them, it's brilliant, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Well, lads, look, we're out of time, but thanks so much for taking time to talk to me, and well done again. Congratulations to Padraig O'Connor there, who's selector with O'Gale Tuchta, and also Pat McCarthy, Councillor Fionnuala Fitzgerald, from Ballymac. If you have your own views on it, if you were there, if you were listening, get in touch. And speaking of listening or watching, Kevin Finn gets in touch and says congratulations to Ballymac and O'Gale Tuchta. It also needs to be said about the great team from Radio Kerry and Croke Park. Tim and Ambrose were great, and to do such a great commentary in two games was a joy to listen to. Great weekend for everyone. Kiri Abu.